Show, Thursdays, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hey, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest, Etienne Siu. Please say hello.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
Awesome. So we want to welcome him back because he's an SFU alumni. Yay!
Yay!
What did you study?
I studied kinesiology.
Kinesiology.
Many moons ago.
Yes. And you've also been to CJSF many moons ago as well. Yes. What show was that?
That was for Melodies in Mind.
Excellent. Yeah. And you brought your instruments here today. Tell me a little bit about them right now.
Sure. Well, I've got my cajon here mm-hmm. that I'm sitting on. But my good friend Ben made it for me. He makes kind of like cabinets and that sort of thing. And he drew this really beautiful inlay on it with some mountains and whatnot. And this other very special instrument that I have here is my guitar. Actually, when my grandfather passed away, he left me some money. And with that, I bought this guitar. And so I kind of feel like he's traveling around with me when I'm touring or when I'm performing. And
yes, and I actually see a mountain view on that guitar as well.
Yeah.
And that wasn't custom? It just came like that?
No, it came like that. Yeah, I was looking around at tons of different stores, and I saw this one. I just fell in love with it. There's like the different moons, cycles of the moon around the sound hole, and the mountain range in different types of wood along the fret.
Yes, excellent. And we're going to hear that guitar because you're going to play your first song. Tell me about your first song.
Okay, my first song is a sort of a grim tale called The Wild Man. And this song takes place in the Squamish Mountains. It's a song about a hunter that shoots his wife and runs from the law, kind of an outlaw folk tune. Not a true tale, but a spooky one nonetheless.
broke nails scraped over rocks as he clambered up the jagged mountain tops. He remains amongst the pines, they say, in an attempt to keep his demons at bay. Now he's on the run.
Before Etienne came, he was asking, should I bring that box? I'm like, yes. Oh, yeah. That sounded so good with that, with the box. Oh,
sweet.
Yeah. It just gives that extra, you know, like,
yeah,
oh, we're partying now. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to play one of your songs that are online so people can check out your music on YouTube, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And this one is If by Bread. So are you mostly influenced with songs from that era?
I would say, yeah, I definitely dig into Jim Croce and James Taylor and just kind of looking into the past for the instrumentation and the songwriting and that sort of thing, for sure.
All right, here we go on CJSF.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show that you have come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? And when my love for life is running dry, you come and pour yourself on me. If a man could be two places at one time, I'd be with you. Tomorrow and today, beside you all the way. If the world should stop revolving, spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when
OMG. So tell me, who inspired you to play this song?
Oh, well, this lovely lady I have here, Cheryl, she gave me the Best of Bread record. And as I was going through it, I found that song, If, and it's probably my favorite love song that I've found right now. So thanks to her, I discovered this beautiful tune.
Say hi, Cheryl. She's in the studio with us today. We're going to talk about your travels, and you said you went to Germany.
I did, yeah. I went to Europe for the first time, to Germany for a week. I went and I visited a good friend of mine who was like an exchange student here, and I had the opportunity to perform in Germany, which was amazing. I was in Cologne, Germany, at a place called the Tankstelle, which is a pub. It was this really loud, boisterous pub, and they had kind of like an open jam going on, and it's been a dream of mine to play my original music overseas, and I got to play Wild Man and a few others, and it was really cool because some other local artists from the area came up and they actually joined me as I was performing, and it was so amazing. It's actually up on YouTube. I put it up there, but an experience I won't forget anytime soon. That's for
so
sure.
Did you pick up any German words?
Dankeschön. Mm-hmm. Kaffee und Milch bitte.
Yes. And what does that mean?
Coffee with milk, please.
Okay, and we have a German show here on CJSF, so we're going to play that show promo, and we'll be back with more Etienne.
Radio Goethe. Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
And we're back with more Etienne.
Hello.
All right. Okay. So tell me about this song called Heaven and the Ground.
Sure. So it initially started out as a song about February, which is kind of, I didn't change the first part of the song. But at that time, I had a lot of people reaching out to me that were really struggling and just feeling really down. I think it's like, you know, just the time of the year that it is, everybody kind of struggles with the weather and that sort of thing. And I did a lot of reflecting at that time as well on just like my own journey with music and finishing my degree and thinking that I have it all figured out. But, you know, sometimes we're just at the highs in life and sometimes we're at the lows, but we just kind of end up somewhere in between, and that's okay. And it's sort of like a song of support and understanding, I think, for people. That's what I envisioned when I wrote it.
Right. And you and Cheryl, you guys go hiking a lot?
Oh, yeah. We love it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any tips for people that are trying to start to hike?
Yeah, totally. Well, you'd want to warm up, first of all, before you even start hiking. Your muscles are kind of like elastic bands. And so if you think about like stretching an elastic band before it's kind of warmed up, it could break or tear or something like that. So just doing some like hip circles and some arm circles and, you know, just some gentle movement will actually get some fluid in your joints, warm up your muscles, warm up your body for what you're going to do. And yeah, stay hydrated. Make sure you tell somebody where you're going, just for safety.
How about you, Cheryl? Any tips for anyone that are trying to hike?
Just make Etienne carry the backpack.
Wow. Okay, that's right. Wow. Etienne's got to carry the backpack, and then yes, you'll enjoy your hike a lot more. Okay, but yes, I was just going to read some of the tips online here. Like you said, yeah, let someone know about your hiking plans. Only take what's necessary for a safe and enjoyable hike to avoid carrying too much weight, right? Because you don't want to be tired with too much. Yes, bring enough water, and you mentioned that. Keep hydrated, and choose a trail that you can handle, right? Because there's so many trails that are a little bit crazy out there, right? For you know, so give yourself time to build up more difficult levels and then hike with a companion. Yay! Okay, so let's hear Heaven and the Ground on CJSF.
February blows her winter a job that pays the bills and a companion to start a book that outlines the greatest chapters amongst the tears and laughter in their life.
So that was Heaven and the Ground, folks. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about, so you've gone on all these hiking trips. What's the best? I know there's so many, but what is the one you could recommend that has a great view at the top, you know, that people will enjoy?
Oh, man, that's, I think it all depends. For me, mm-hmm. it's not so much the view.
Oh, okay.
For me, it's if there's a lake that I can fish at.
Oh, right. Yeah. So you go fishing.
Oh, man, how much time do you have? I could talk about that all day.
Right. Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, so what do you catch?
Well, in the springtime, I usually go and catch trout, like, on Pitt Lake a lot of the time, or sometimes the Coquitlam River or the Vetter River or Stave River. And then during the fall when the salmon return, I like to drive out to Squamish and fish out there, fly fish for salmon and tributaries all over the Fraser Valley.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay, because I'm going to try to fish this year.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I've never fished. So, yeah, I got to get my license, right?
Yes, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, and then after that, then I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so tell me about your next song.
Okay, the next one that I'm going to play is a song called Tangerine Sky.
Mm-hmm.
And during the pandemic, I was unable to perform live and play for festivals and whatnot. Everything kind of went virtual, and I would drive out to forests and lakes everywhere, and I would sit with my songwriting book, and I would write music. And this is a song that I wrote about all the beautiful things I see when I'm fishing and I'm canoeing in the outdoors.
There's something about
right. So here on CJSF, we love to promote female artists. Woo-hoo. And you know a few of them. So, yes. Tell me about Tanice Marie.
Yeah, she is an amazing artist from Nelson. I had the privilege of heading out there, out to the little town of Weimar this past weekend to perform at the Tiny Lights Festival. And we connected. We've been part of some songwriting workshops, and I got to hear a bit of her singing. And yeah, she has this amazing, soulful, kind of folk style to her. So enough speaking out of me. I think you guys just need to listen to her voice and see for yourself.
Yes, beautiful song by Tanice Marie that was called Storm. All right, so we have Cheryl going to help with some announcements today. Yes, so what's happening around town, Cheryl?
The Greek Summer Fest on Boundary is July 6th
They have it every year. So, you know, you could try some amazing Greek food, and they got some live bands, some cultural performance. And yes, admission is free. So 11 till late. Okay. And then what else is happening? We got Eastside Pride Festival is happening at Grandview Park this Saturday at 12 o'clock. So check that out. And what else do we got here?
Vancouver Mural Festival Mount Pleasant Street Party is happening August 10th to 13th, and it's free for all ages.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Okay, so let's get some more female content on here, and you're going to tell me about Kansas Lee.
Okay. I'm not sure where she's based out of, but yeah, another great artist that I met at the festival, and yeah, spellbounding voice. And just an amazing singer-songwriter. You'll see with this next song. Just, yeah, totally captivating performance.
Of my mind.
Was The Fallers by Rachel Cardillo. Yes, tell me about Rachel.
Rachel, I met through a songwriting workshop, actually. She was kind of teaching it. And yeah, just an amazing artist and mentor. And it was really cool to, it was great to see her perform live at the Tiny Lights Festival. And yeah, just amazing how she would be performing on stage and then have the audience jump in and sing like a choir, some harmonies, and then she'd just be right back into it on her violin and have people in like the palm of her hand. It was just, yeah, beautiful to witness.
Nice. And we have a mutual friend here, Graham Strang.
Yeah, the one and only Graham
the one
Strang.
And only, yeah.
Yeah.
So I told, we were talking while the song was playing. Yeah, so I met Graham from the tribute band. Yes.
Alive and Kissing.
Alive and Kissing. What? So have you seen them play?
I haven't yet, yeah. But I really want to.
Okay, so tell me, how did you meet Graham?
Through kind of the Maple Ridge music scene. That's where he's based out of. Actually, I think it was from an open mic.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Pam Burns, she runs an open mic at Rocky Point Spirits, and she's just an amazing magnet for musicians, just has really great energy. Anyhow, I met Graham through her, and Graham was doing a little bit of touring, and I was kind of starting out touring as well, and so I approached him and said, "Hey, man, like, why don't we join forces and let's try a tour along the Sunshine Coast and Vancouver Island?" So, we kind of traveled together and played a number of shows, and it was one of the best experiences I've had in my life. It was amazing.
Great, and we're gonna play one of Graham's songs right now. Here's "Once I Thought."
Once I thought we had it all, but mistook your rhymes and rhythms for our song. With every waking minute, your memory burns like fire in my soul. And I can't forget that night that we shared our promises, our longings, and our fears. We swore it'd last forever. We didn't know that time had other plans. I wish I could be back in your arms. I long for the days when we were young. Turn back the clock to our day. Time went and took your heart away. Understanding open arms that they couldn't occupy with sympathetic ways. When every sound's a cannon, you think your words can do a goddamn thing. I wish I could be back in your arms. I long for the days when we were young. Turn back the clock to our day. And took your heart away.
This is Bird Note. The familiar sound of the red-winged blackbird is a reminder of the return of spring. And they're the theme bird for this year's Blackbirders Week, which begins today. I'm Deja Perkins, and I help organize the event. Growing up in the Great Lakes region, the red-winged blackbird was a familiar face in any marshy area, Phragmites-ridden roadside, or lakefront drive. Three words that define me also define the red-winged blackbird. Bold, beautiful, and black. Bold is the way that we fiercely defend our territories and community. Red-winged blackbirds spend more than a quarter of their time defending their territories, loudly protesting intruders, and sometimes going after those much larger and more powerful than themselves. We are bold and beautiful, just for existing. But those words also define the matching splash of red and yellow gracing the wing of the otherwise differently colored male and female. As a year-round resident of North America, the red-winged blackbird has the potential to connect us all. no matter where we live. Let the red-winged blackbird be a reminder to embrace being bold, beautiful, and black. Join us as we fly full circle for Blackbirders Week 2023. Follow our hashtag, Blackbirders Week 2023, to learn how to participate.
And that was the red-winged blackbird, and Etienne has a story about that, which is so amazing.
Yeah, they're like one of my favorite bird sounds. And just quickly, if you hear the studio version of Courtney Shorelines, the producer kind of specialized in other ambient sounds on tracks and stuff, and we were going through a bunch of them, and I stopped him, and I was like, it has to be this one that we put at the beginning because it had a red-winged blackbird in it.
Yeah, can you do the sound effect? Because you said the bird note one didn't really...
Yeah, it sounded different on the track because they're kind of like... when they're like almost missing a note. But yeah, they just sound so beautiful. I love them.
Awesome. Okay, and you're going to play the last live song here. Tell me about this one.
Okay, well, this song goes out to anybody that's worked a job that they really hated. This is a tune that I wrote called Chasing Dreams. It's going to be on my new project that I'm working on right now. And yeah, it's kind of funky tune.
I'm digging the little glass thing that you have to make that sound effect. Is that what are you using for your finger there?
Yeah, it's a slide piece. So it's just a piece of glass. They come in different types of metal as well. And back in the day, actually, a kind of a cool bar trick. You can do that with a shot glass, too. So
right.
if you're performing and ask someone for a shot glass.
Do that right on.
Yeah, yeah. You can. It just makes the guitar kind of cry and scream almost. It's a cool sound.
Amazing. Okay, so let's talk about your mom.
Okay, sure.
Yes. So I've met your mom, and I didn't know that she was related to you.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, you've met my mom before. I was like, I have. I was like, oh, what? And then we have the same name, Linda. Yes.
Yeah.
And she came to our 20th CJSF anniversary party, and she's amazing. And I love your mom.
I love my mom, too.
I know, right? So shout out to moms.
Yeah, moms.
Listening. Yes. So like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, did she influence you listening to music?
She definitely opened my ears a lot. Like mm-hmm. when I was a little kid, she loved like Crystal Gayle, Shania Twain, Tracy Chapman, all of these artists would be, you know, playing through the stereo. And I'd be listening to that, or Andrea Bocelli, Celine Dion, James Taylor. So I had a lot of variety, along with like traditional Indian music as well, that I'd be listening to. So yeah, I grew up with a lot of different types of music, and I think that's just kind of.
Where's your family from originally? Like.
All over the place.
Yeah.
My dad is from Trinidad,
mm-hmm.
In the Caribbean, and my mom is half British, half Guyanese.
Ah, interesting. Interesting mix there. And your name, Etienne, I had to look it up on Google here.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Etienne is a masculine name of French origin, inspired by the Greek Stephanos, meaning crown and garland. With its soft and romantic chime, Etienne leads an oh-so-dapper name for the most debonair of babies.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that last part.
Yeah. So did she ever put you in a little bow tie when you were a baby?
I actually had like a cowboy bow tie that she
really.
Put in.
Oh.
Yeah, you know those little like the round metal ones.
Yes.
With the dangly thing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job, Mom. Very very cute. Okay. So. We're almost at the end of the show here, and you got to tell people like what gigs are coming up for you.
I have a great one coming up in West Van. I'll be playing at the Harmony Arts Festival. I think that's August 6th.
Around there,
August 6th or 10th. I can't remember exactly now, but I'll be playing then. But most of my focus is going to be producing an album.
Yes.
So a huge shout out to Canada Council for the Arts. Who I was awarded a grant, and I just finished all the demos it's looking like 12 songs. So,
oh, amazing!
Yeah, I can't wait, because the last thing I put out was my EP Better Man on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been itching to get back into the studio to record and share some more of my stories with everybody.
Yes. Okay. So tell people on your socials where could they find you.
Just my name, Etienne Sioux.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of across the board on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Etienne Sioux. So if you just Google that, you'll find me, and just keep in touch with me, and you'll see kind of what I'm doing with music and where I'm performing and where I'm starting to record my album.
Well, thank you, Etienne, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van!
Yeah, baby. And thank you, too, Chef, for helping with the announcements. Here's Courtney Shorelines, and we'll hear those little bird noises.
Yes.
There they are. All right, we'll catch y'all next week. Bye!
making bonfires on the beaches at Cairo.